Today, we're going to take the rolling option strategy to the next level, and I'm going to show you how to double dip.
Hey guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy you're here. This is The Word on Investing.
Hey guys, great to be with you again. If you hadn't caught on yet, we're teaching you some amazing strategies, and each one is better than the one before it. The rolling option strategy that I taught you last time is one of my favorites, but today I'm going to take it to a higher level. I'm going to teach you how to use options to double dip. Now, if you think the 228% return with rolling options was pretty nice, this is going to blow you away. By the way, this is part of a series, so if you missed the first two episodes, please go back and listen to them and then come back. Last time we talked about leverage, the kind of leverage you get when you learn to trade in the U.S. options market. All right, now remember, God is the one who flung out the idea of leverage. He teaches it in the parable of the talents and other places in the Bible. We talk about that some other time, of course, in detail. But leverage is God's key to wealth creation. And the cool thing about options is it allows you to buy 10 times the stock for the same money, or you could say buy the same stock for a tenth the money. So it's like every dollar you've got in your trading account becomes worth $10. And that is powerful. Okay, so now I'm just going to show you the rolling option strategy. You can see this is a beautiful little rolling stock, DBX. That's Dropbox. You can see that this stock is kind of moving sideways. And this is starting about July of 2023, going all the way to November. So that's quite really on into December. That's quite a long time. So what you do with a rolling option strategy with call options, same thing you would if you're buying the stock. You let it roll down, hit support, bounce up, and buy the call option. Remember, call options have potential to make money when the stock moves up. Puts make money when the stock moves down. We're going to use calls right now. So when it bounces off support, you buy the call option. When it gets right before the resistance line, you sell it. You wait for it to go down, bounce up again, buy the next call option, sell it, and so forth. When we did the rolling stock strategy with about $30,000 in the account, we made about $8,754, which is a 34% return. But by just moving and doing the same exact strategy but using the call options instead, we made $68,453, which is 228% return. So it kind of blew the stock trading out of the water, didn't it? So now I'm going to show you something that's going to blow this out of the water. I mean, I know you're sitting there thinking this is too good to be true, but I want you to think about this. I remember I had this talk with my son-in-law, Dave Huber, one time. He's talking about something's too good to be true. And I said, don't ever say that again, Dave. So let me ask you this. What if God decided to take on the form of humans so that he could send his own son down here and die in your place, even when you don't deserve it? And he dies in your place, pays your sin debt, pays the ransom for you, buys you away from Satan and hell, and sets you free. Does that sound too good to be true? Well, yeah, it does, but it's true. So listen, the same God who did that tells us that we're supposed to take care of our families financially. And guess what he has done? He's put some things on the shelf for you to use with your family. Well, oh, yeah, I know Wall Street thought they were doing it for themselves, right? They're trying to make money. That's okay. They're the smartest people in the world about money. So how about we teach you how to leverage their time, their money, and their mind to make money for your family? That's what Tradeway is all about. So this thing called double dipping that I'm about to show you just uses something Wall Street built for themselves. I'm going to show you how to use it for you. And it gives you the potential to make money for your family. So now let's look at this same stock, and you can see here we have the same little beautiful rolling pattern. I'm going to pop in the support and resistance line. Now it really pops it, doesn't it? I mean, you can see the roll so clearly when you learn to draw those. At Tradeway, we're going to teach you exactly how to draw them. You know what? I'm one of the oldest guys on the planet that knows how to do support and resistance lines the right way. Almost everybody out there is younger than me. I've been doing it longer. I won't tell you how old I am, but I've been doing this a long time. And so sometimes I'll go out and look at how they're saying to do it. And it's not even the right way. I don't know where they got it, but this is how you do it. My family's been doing this for four generations. Okay. So we'll show you how to do that at Tradeway for now. You know, it's mostly art. So it looks like that. You got a bottom line where it hits it and bounces up. You got a top line where it hits that and it pushes it back down and it rolls. And remember, this was a trending stock. You can see that on the far left of the chart, and it's just taking a rest. Eventually, it's going to trend up again. But while it's taking that little rest, it makes this beautiful little rolling pattern, and this can change your life once you figure this out. Okay, so what are we going to do now? We're going to add a component. Instead of just using call options like we did in the last show, this time we're going to also use put options. Now, remember, there are two kinds of options. The call option has potential to make money when the stock moves up. The put option gives you the potential to make money when the stock moves down, which your neighbor doesn't even know about that. That's why when he sees a bear market, he says, oh, it's a terrible market. And you get these skill sets, you're thinking, there is no bad market. Yeah, I've got the skills to make money when it goes up. I can make money when it goes down. And maybe some other strategies that you pick up out there at tradeway.com. I mean, we got like 41 strategies. You learn them a little bit at a time, though, and master them one, two, or three at a time. That's how we do it. So take a look at this. So it's not all that different than what we did last time with just the call options. In fact, it starts the same way. When that stock bounces up off that support line, just as it moves up a little bit, we're going to buy the call option, just like last time. Now, when the stock gets close to the resistance line, almost there, we're going to sell that call option, just like last time. But here's the new part. When it hits that resistance line and bounces down, we're going to buy a put option. Now, we're going to teach you exactly how to do this at tradeway.com. And we got so many classes about how to do the options properly, both the calls and the puts. Right now, I just want you to catch the idea. I want you to see that God put this on the shelf for you. And I want to probably create a little hunger inside of your heart to learn exactly how to do this and master it. But anyway, so now we buy the put as it bounces down. And when that stock rolls all the way down to that support line right before it gets there, we sell the put and make a profit on the put. So notice we bought a call and sold it and then bought a put and sold it in the same amount of time that last time we only bought and sold a call. So now we've doubled the money in the same amount of time. Double dipping, right? Okay. So now we turn around and we buy the next call option, and we're already out of the puts because we sold them and made our profit. Now we have more money so we can buy a whole lot more shares because now we made the call money and the put money and the starting money that we had. We add that to it, we can buy way more shares. So we're getting double leverage now. This is pretty amazing. So, okay, the stock rolls up right before it gets to resistance. We sell the calls. Now we have extra money. We can buy more shares. So we turn around, and when it bounces down a little bit, we buy the puts. We wait for it to roll all the way down almost to the support, and we sell the puts for more profit. Now we've got a lot more money. So we turn that and buy a whole lot more shares of the calls as it bounces up right there. And then right before it gets to resistance, we sell the calls. We turn around, buy the puts as it moves down a little bit. And then when it gets down to the support line, we sell those puts for a profit. The thing rolls again. And we turn around, we buy call options again, and then we can sell the call options at that point. And then at that point, maybe it's going to change because you can see that it broke out above the resistance line. And what was our rule that we learned? When this thing breaks the pattern and goes up above that line, you just leave this stock, go find another one that's rolling and start over with that stock. Now, this is pretty good, isn't it? I mean, you probably already left anyway and went out and got your computer and tried to go find a stock. I mean, that's how I do when I'm in somebody's lesson and they show me something that's amazing. I just want to leave and go do it. But I hadn't shown you the money yet. Would you like to see the money? You better sit down. Go ahead, sit down. Okay, here we go. Okay, so double dipping strategy looks like this. And in this particular example with this stock, now by the time you see this, this is just an academic example. This could have been a real play back when the dates were on this, which was August 2023. But if you're beyond that, then, you know, go find a new one and do the same thing, okay? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to buy 12,000 shares of the call options on August the 3rd. Now, that's going to cost us $30,000. So that's our investment. Now, remember, you can do this just as easily with 3,000 or 1,500 or 1,000 or 500. So you make it fit you. In fact, when you're starting out and practicing, you don't want to do it with 30,000. You start with a small amount. We call it small money trading, and that's what we want you to do. But let's just use this to keep apples and apples, right? So here we bought 12,000 shares with $30,000. We were able to do that because instead of paying $25 per share, we paid $2.50 per share for the call option. We controlling the same number of shares, though, for a tenth the money. Okay, so now when that stock rolls up, we sell those call options for $3.65, and that gives us a profit of $13,740. But instead of waiting 2 weeks and catching the next move up, we're going to turn right around and buy puts because the puts make money when it rolls back down. Think about that a minute. Let it roll around right up in here a little bit. Okay, so here we go. On the 8th, we buy 15,500 shares. Notice it's way more shares than 12,000 because we made the money on the calls and we put that into play. So now we buy $15,500 worth of put options at $2.80 per share. And then when the stock rolls down, while your neighbor's losing money, right? It rolls down on August 18th, we sell the puts and we sell them at $3.64 a share times 15,500. And that puts $56,420 back in the account. So the profit is $13,020. So now the stock rolls back down to about $26.30, bounces up a little bit, and we buy the call options again, but we can get them for $2.60 a share. But now we've got 21,700 shares because we've double-dipped the leverage. I mean, we've got the put leverage and the call leverage and the 10 times on both of them. Man, 21,700 shares for $2.60 a share. So that it takes about $56,420 of our money goes out there. Now, when the stock rolls back up to about $28 per share, we can sell that call option for $3.39. It puts $17,035 profit in our account. Got more money. So let's turn around and buy the puts. We're at the top of the roll, right? It's bouncing down a little at about $27.67. And so we can buy those puts for $2.70 a share. It rolls down. It approaches that $25 a share area. Before it gets there, at about $26.40, we're going to sell those puts for $3.25 a share. Now we've made another $14,919. Now notice, a while ago, it took a month to make each profit. Now we're making a profit as it rolls up and as it rolls down. So we're making profit twice a month now. And we're leveraging the amount of shares we can buy. So then once again, it hits support on September 18th, bounces up to $26.30. We can buy the calls for $2.66. Now we're buying 33,900 shares. Wow. And this is just with Wall Street's money, right? This is Wall Street's money at this point. You'd only put 30,000 in. You're risking Wall Street's money now. Isn't that cool? So the stock rolled back up to 28. We sell the call options. We can sell them for $3.39. It puts another $26,612 in the account. Now, this is getting crazy exciting. We can buy a lot more shares now. So what do we do when it bounces down a little bit off resistance? Well, we buy the puts again. Okay. Now we can buy 40,900 shares. And control that many shares of this stock for just $2.80 a share. When that stock rolls down to the support line and hits $25.94, we sell those puts for $3.92, and that puts another $45,820 in the account. Well, it's going to bounce up one more time, and it's November the 8th, 2023. Now we can buy even more shares, 61,600 shares, and that call option is falling back down in price. It's only $2.60 a share. And then when that thing rolls back up to resistance, we sell those calls, 61,600 shares of those calls for $3.61. That puts another $61,908. Well, let's try one more put. So on 11/28, it bounces down off resistance. We can buy the puts for $2.80 per share. It moves down a little bit, gets a little bit squirrely down there, so we go ahead and sell it pretty quickly on 12/7. But we still can make $3 per share, so that puts another $15,582 in the bank account, trading account, better than a bank account. It's more insurance, right? Safest place to put your money is in a brokerage company, not in a bank. That's for another show. But anyway, are you ready to kind of go down that profit column and add it up, or you think you need to sit down? Go ahead and sit down. Okay, you ready? Here it is. $208,644 profit in the same amount of time that we did the other play. Now, we might have added another couple of weeks just because we did those last puts, but it's just about 4 months of time. And now we've gone to $208,644. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a 695% return over that 4 months. Now, if you could do a play like this, maybe with a different stock, maybe, three other times, that would be a 2,015% annual return. Not saying you could find them every time. Usually you can find them. I mean, there's stocks everywhere and opportunities every day. And we're going to help you learn how to find those at Tradeway, of course, teach you exactly how to go get them. We're even going to help you find them, right? And what if you only made half that? I mean, wouldn't 1,000% return in a year be pretty good? Well, what if you had some losses along the way doing some other things? Maybe you did a put or a call play or stock play and you lost some money. So what if you only made 500% in a year? I don't know. It just looks like to me it's going to be kind of easy to beat that 8% or that 5% on that CD that we started talking about several times ago. So now remember the options, we made $68,453 with a $30,000 investment. That's a 228% return. But when we double dip, which would you rather have, that or $208,644 with a 695% return? In other words, you turn $30,000 into $222,068 in about 4 months. And guys, think about this. Making that kind of return as opposed to 5% return is not rocket science. It's just skill sets. And that's what we want to help you with. We've helped thousands of people with it. We want to help you with it. All right. So let's look at something that I call the progression of profit. This is pretty amazing to end with, is what I want to leave you with, okay? So if we took a $30,000 investment and we have this little rolling stock, if we bought and held, we might make $2,250 or an 8.7% return. But if we just learn the rolling stock strategy, we don't even know anything about options yet, we can have a progression of profits by this much. Now, the rolling stock will give you $8,754 rather than $2,250, and it'll give you 34% return rather than 8.7% return. So every skill you learn is adding leverage to your family's life. Now, what if you learn how to do the same play but with options? Now you're going from $2,250 to $8,754 to $68,453, and this is just a step two play with Tradeway. And that's just like the beginner classes, step one, step two. You haven't even looked at step three or step four yet, but we might do that in the next show. But this is pretty amazing, don't you think? Now, what if you could double dip? Here's the progression of profit. Now it jumps from 68,000 some odd to 208,644. It jumps from 228% return to 695% return. That's pretty amazing. And it's all just adding skill sets to skill sets. Now, you want to kind of take these one or two at a time and practice and then do small money practicing and then get a good track record and master these skills and then learn the next one and master it and learn the next one. And then after you've mastered several skill sets or strategies, then whether the market's going up or down or sideways or whatever it's doing, you have strategies to match it. And that's what this is all about. So guys, we enjoyed being with you. We're just about out of time. But listen, if you want to grab something that's free and awesome and that can help you get started and get to the next step, go out to tradeway.com/workshop. Tradeway.com/workshop. We'll see you next time.